This is a recreation of the second session of the workshop entitled Glowing and Growing from the Light of the Menorah. This session was delivered on Shabbos afternoon, first day of Hanukkah, and I'm now retaping it for listening on the internet. The topic we addressed in this session is the topic of Hallel and Hoda'ah. Hallel, technically translated as the several paragraphs lifted from Sefer Tehillim, from the Book of Psalms, which we are required to recite during the 8 days of Hanukkah. Hoda'ah, acknowledgement, thank you, refers specifically to the prayer that we call Al Hanisim, which acknowledges God for the miracles that were performed for our ancestors during this period of time. And we go on in that prayer and describe in fairly vivid detail the miracle of Hanukkah, in which the Torah was assaulted by the Greeks. Matisyahu and his sons and the Hashmonaim fought them and were victorious, entered the temple, cleansed it, lit lights, and established the holiday of Hanukkah. And we are told to include that in the paragraph which is offered every single day called Modim, where we thank God for the daily miracles in our lives. And during Hanukkah, we are supposed to acknowledge God for the miracle of Hanukkah. So the halacha says that Hanukkah was established lahodos ulahalel, in order to give praise and to acknowledge, or I should say to acknowledge and to give praise, lahodos, to acknowledge, ulahalel, and to offer praise to the Almighty. Now it's important for us to understand what this is when we say that Hanukkah was established for this purpose. It is not true that any of the other holidays were established for this purpose, even though we do say Hallel on other holidays. For example, on Pesach we recite Hallel, on Shavuos we recite Hallel, on Sukkot we recite Hallel. But that wasn't the purpose. It's not the purpose of the establishment of the Yom Tov. Each Yom Tov has its own purpose and definition, and during the course of that Yom Tov we also happen to say Hallel, because when we are serving God in this close and intimate way, it is appropriate for us to praise Him through the paragraphs known as Hallel. Hanukkah, on the other hand, is a holiday established specifically for the purpose of saying Hallel. In that sense, Hallel would be called the Mitzvah Hayom. Hallel would be called the essence of the day, the essential service of the day. It's not what we do while we observe Hanukkah. It is how we observe Hanukkah. The only other physical action that we take on Hanukkah in compliance with any mitzvah of the rabbis is to light the menorah. So on Hanukkah we have two physical things that we do. We light the menorah and we offer verbal statements to God, either praise or acknowledgement. So we should fully appreciate that in order for a person to observe Hanukkah properly, not only does he need to light the menorah properly, but he also needs to say Hallel properly, and he needs to acknowledge God properly. So the question that we are involved with in this workshop is, how can we make sure that we observe Hanukkah the entire 192 hours of the holiday? The big challenge of Hanukkah, particularly Hanukkah, given that there is no Isser Melacha, there's no prohibition of Malacha, and therefore a person can use a car and can use a phone and can continue his regular weekday mundane activities. Schedules don't change. So the challenge is, other than the moments that we stand in front of the menorah each night, hopefully together with our families, kindling the menorah, and other than the few moments in the morning that we stand before God and offer Hallel, whether it's in the context of a minyan or whether it's privately, and other than the moment that we remember during Birkas HaMazon, grace after meals, to add Al Hanisim to the paragraph of Noda, other than that, how do we observe Hanukkah? Is it possible for a Jew to observe Hanukkah all 192 hours of the festival? or is Hanukkah simply condemned to be that holiday that for a few moments each day gets our attention? And in what way can we be changed, altered in our relationship to Hashem because of the fact that we had Hanukkah? What does Hanukkah do to us? So in the context of this aspect of Hanukkah, Hallel v'Hodah, the question is, how does a Jew go about saying Hallel and giving Hodah, praising God and acknowledging God the entire time, not only the few moments or seconds that we are reciting these prayers? Is it possible for that to happen? So there are different dimensions of the Hallel and Hodah attitude, meaning that it's not only when we're doing it, it's also when we're not doing it. There are ways of becoming a, like in Yiddish it would be a shtick Hallel and Hodah, a piece of a shtickle Hallel and Hodah, like Hallel and Hodah walking around on Hanukkah. Different ways of doing that. So to demonstrate how a person can actually become Hallel and Hodah, we can use the device of the absurdity, meaning what would be the most absurd way in the world for a person to recite Hallel? Well, it would be that the entire Hanukkah, a person is absolutely bored by, uninspired by, and uninterested in the role of God in the world. And then when it comes to say Hallel, he stands before God and he says the bracha and he recites Hallel and he gives praise to God. And then he goes back to his regular life in which he is uninspired, uninterested, and bored by the role of God in the world. So that Hallel would lack credibility, I think we would agree. There is nobody like that in the world. I'm just demonstrating the absurdity to show that there is a relationship between the attitude that a person has before he says Hallel and the actual offering of Hallel. So one way that a person can actually offer Hallel to the Almighty all Hanukkah is to be in a mode of seeing God everywhere, of actually looking for God everywhere and appreciating the awesome nature of God's constant providence and supervision, so to speak, of world affairs and personal affairs. When a person seeks this out and actually looks to notice it, first of all, things show up that otherwise would not come to our attention, and secondly, it puts a person in a mode so that when he says Hallel each morning, he's actually expressing that which he already is aware of, and he's already prepared properly to say it. Which brings us to another aspect of how a person can actually become Hallel and Hodah walking around. That would be that he would refer to, he would relate to his mouth as a vessel. Just like in the temple, when we had to offer certain services to the Almighty, there were vessels that helped us carry those things out. And those vessels had to be dedicated, and they had to be purified, and they had to be sanctified, and immersed in a mikvah, and so on and so forth. The vessel for fulfilling the mitzvah of Hallel is our mouth. And therefore, we would want our mouth to be properly hallowed so that it is actually useful in serving the Almighty by saying Hallel. Again, to resort to the device of absurdity, if a person fills his mouth with negative comments, with foul language, with destructive sentences, with demeaning comments, and then stood before God and said Hallel, would it not call into question the credibility and the sincerity and the devotion of his Hallel? Of course it would. And again, there is no one like that, but that demonstrates the relationship between the way we are around and about our mouths and the way Hallel is said. So in order to properly offer Hallel to God, a person would want to look at his power of speech and see how he's using it. Obviously, being destructive in language through Lashon Hara would be something that a person would want to minimize or eliminate altogether, so that his holy vessel of his mouth could be used properly and dedicated properly to its proper use. But even not in the area of Lashon Hara, in the area of Nivul Peh, in the area of allowing things to come out of his mouth which are inappropriate or demeaning or degrading to himself or to others, even if they're not prohibited by gossip, would be something that somebody would do in order to properly prepare themselves and their mouths for saying hallel. There are also non-degrading comments, just extra speech that is not necessary, speech that demeans speech because of the fact that it doesn't accomplish anything, it's just talking for talking's sake. Where during the period of time of Hanukkah, if a person says to himself, well, my job during Hanukkah is to offer Hallel and Hadar to the Almighty, I therefore want to enhance the power of my Hallel by having it come out of a mouth which has to some degree controlled itself during this period of time, so that it is reserved and assigned specifically to the special job of saying Hallel. Similarly, in the mitzvah of Hodah, which is to acknowledge and thank God for the miracles that He performed for our ancestors, the best way to have acknowledgement to God ring sincere is for a person to be in a mode of acknowledgement, which means that A, he can be looking all day long for ways to acknowledge the presence of God in his life and to thank God for the goodness that he receives. All the things that we typically don't spend time noticing, our heartbeat, our lungs working, our bodies working, the people around us that we need and want and cherish having around us, the tools that we have, whether it be technology or the automobile, or the institutions, whether it be our places of work or our schools or our synagogues, whatever it is that makes up our lives, those things can be appreciated. If a person spends his time practicing appreciation, then when he stands before God and says, and I appreciate the miracles that you've done for me in my life and for our ancestors in this time, that you've helped the Jewish people survive, and that you've given us the energy to withstand the onslaught, spiritually and physically, of our ideological and material opponents. So that acknowledgement, that appreciation, is much more authentic because it comes from someone who is well-versed and practiced in appreciation. In closing, I would make the following point regarding Hallel v'Hodah. When the sages established Hanukkah and told us what to do in order to observe the holiday, it makes sense to say that they chose those activities and spiritual investments that would provide the tools to continue to be victorious over the ideological opposition of Yavan, of Hellenism. Which means that Hanukkah is not merely a celebration of an event as much as it is the manifestation of the power of the Jewish people to persevere over an ideological opponent that stands for something quite different. So if Hanukkah is defined as 8 days established for Hallel and Hodah, that would mean that Hanukkah is a day that provides us the tool through which we will continue to be victorious over Yavan. The question, therefore, is, what about Hallel v'Hodah? What about acknowledgement and praise, praise and acknowledgement? What about that activity is so powerful in waging war against the influence of Yavan? The answer is almost obvious when the question is asked that way. Yavan stands for the notion that man is supreme, that nature is supreme, that mastering nature is man's job. Hence the emphasis on sports, on the physical development of the body, the emphasis on human reason, because all there was of value was that which could be seen, the observable, and the intellectual. That which was not subject to human reason, by definition, didn't exist. Certainly, that which could not be observed in the physical universe didn't exist. The physical universe was all there is. The here and now is all there is. There is no hereafter. There is no supernatural being. There is no first cause that brought the world into being. And there is nothing that's happening that's caused by a willful being who's manipulating history or human undertakings. The Jew comes along and states to the world that that is not the case, that the world is sourced in God, that God willed it into being, that nothing happens without God's will, that everything that we have is not due to our own superiority, but it's actually due to the generosity and loving kindness of God above. Hallel and Hodah is actually what a Jew is all the time. A Jew is a humble servant acknowledging and praising the Master for the reality that he is, the source and the provider. And therefore, Hallel v'Hodah is a way of being that a Jew wants to adopt on Hanukkah so that he can actually practice that all year long. That's why Jews are called Yehudim, from the word Yehuda, from the word Hoda'ah, which is acknowledgement. A Jew is always acknowledging the source. A Jew is not looking to exist for his own well-being. He's looking to exist for the well-being of God. A Jew is always in debt and indebted to someone else, mostly God. But in that attitude, a Jew is also humble in his or her relationships with other people, recognizing the good that they provide. So, in closing, we could say that when the sages establish Hanukkah as days of Hallel v'Hodah, they are giving us a cue that if you want to epitomize the attitude of the Jew, practice Hallel v'Hodah. So we see, therefore, that the offering of the words of Hallel is merely the physical manifestation of a lifelong attitude of the Jewish people, our attitude towards God and towards the rest of the world. And this stands in stark opposition to the rest of the world, which sees man's wisdom as a tool to elevate man, whereas Judaism sees man's wisdom as a tool to promote awareness of God. With this, we can appreciate what the sages had in mind when they tell us to have 8 days established for the purpose of Hallel and Hodah. I wish you all a happy Hanukkah.